Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Very excited today. Joined by, I'd say I'm the most nervous I've ever been for an interview.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably the most infamous person I've ever interviewed. I usually do the Mount Isa show.
Infamous? So
I like it.
Infamous? Is that a word?
Why is Rob Thomas infamous? What have you done, Rob?
Doesn't that mean I'm in with famous people?
No, it means you're famous for bad reasons.
That's them. Maybe that's them. Now we're joined today by Rob Thomas. He is here.
Solid.
He is here in Townsville, of course, doing a free community event for Townsville. It's something pretty special to the community. How'd you first hear about it?
Thanks to the way the media runs now, it's a much smaller world than it used to be. So we were aware of everything that had happened to begin with.
Yeah.
We're also, I think it's something that should be close to everybody, because these are all just conditions that are starting to happen, and unfortunately that could happen more and more if people aren't paying attention to global warming. You know, you guys have really been on the ball trying to do that. You guys are pushing politicians to do that. We have politicians that seem to be trying to ignore it. So, you know, you realize that it could happen to anybody. And just the idea of coming over with everybody that's been going through what they've been going through, and just imagining that if you could have an hour or two where me and these other performers could come out and people could stand next to their neighbors and celebrate being human and celebrate, you know, just being alive and trying to forget something for just an hour or two, it seems like a good reason to be around.
Yeah,
it's pretty phenomenal.
Social media, there you go.
Yeah.
And, not all bad.
And it worked in well with your PR tour for your new tour that's happening around Australia?
We just worked it out, because I was going to be in Australia doing promo in Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne, so we just made it so that all happened right around the same time.
So Which is perfect. Have you been to Townsville before?
It's been like 20 years, I think.
Wow.
20 years.
We played over there at the Entertainment Center, somewhere in the middle of the first record.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems like, I mean, and I don't do the routing, so it's not my fault that I haven't been here. So But I forgot how unbelievably beautiful this place is.
It is. It's hard to believe what it did look like a matter of months ago.
Yeah,
so
I can't.
It'd be even hard to imagine. But 20 years, and that's what I think is probably the most incredible thing about your career, is it's rare that you see someone that's still very relevant in 2019 that 20 years ago was touring Australia.
Well, you know, it was great. It was the day that my new song came out and got added to radio, I got a call from a DJ friend of mine at home that 3 a.m. had been put into classic rock rotation.
How'd that make you feel?
It was awesome. I mean, that's the dream. I wanted to still have music on the radio, and I don't want them to stop playing the other stuff, so that's the only way that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's going to have to transition,
yeah,
isn't it?
So when you were here 20 years ago, that was with Matchbox 20.
Mm-hmm.
They're on hiatus, mm-hmm, I guess, at the moment. When do they come back as a band?
We've just been having that conversation. We're trying to figure out, like, I just got started with this record, so it's not going to be this year. And Paul, you know, Paul and Kyle are both off doing a bunch of different things anyway, so they couldn't come back right now if they wanted to, which is why it was a good time to make this record.
Yeah.
But we are trying to figure out how to make that happen. We want it to happen pretty soon, especially because we were together like a little over a year ago in the States for a summer tour.
Oh, cool.
And we were like celebrating the 20th anniversary of the first record, and a couple years ago now. And we never made it over here on that tour, so we'd like to maybe do that and start in Australia and make that happen first.
So you did do a summer tour before.
Yeah.
Curious. Is this the attire that you're able to wear on summer tours
in
America?
Listen, I realized like a few years ago that I picked the wrong aesthetic of a band to be in. Like, if I was Jack Johnson, I'd be comfortable everywhere I go.
Exactly.
If I was CeeLo, at least I could be like, just wear track suits everywhere. I'd be comfortable. But no, I picked tight jeans and boots, and now I'm stuck with it.
And now you're in 30-degree heat.
Yeah.
And
I was out there doing sound check, and I'm just like, oh, this is a horrible idea. This is a horrible, horrible idea.
You do have that rock star persona. But I noticed that you do have a bit of a soft side, because you took your dogs to the spa recently.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, they got to get groomed. I mean, that doesn't seem like some posh thing to do. Like,
isn't that a posh thing?
Well, when you mentioned it to me,
I do my own grooming.
I thought it was a new song.
We do sometimes. We do it, but they're just a pain in the ass.
Maybe that is rockstar then, outsourcing.
I think the most rockstar thing about me is how not rockstar I am.
Mm.
It's all about my dogs.
I think when you mentioned it to me earlier that you were there at the dog spa, I thought it really could introduce a new single for you.
Yeah.
Possible introduction, maybe, if you want to roll with it. Rockstar at the dog spa.
Rockstar. It only works with the accent, though.
Oh, so you don't...
Right, because you can say rock star at the dog spot. But I can't say rock star at the dog spot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really work. There.
Well, release it in Australia. That's okay. We're fine with that.
Let's talk about it.
I'll wait, you sing it.
Yeah, okay, I'll sing it. Okay.
Are you going to give us a line?
No, I don't know. Just all I had was the intro. That's all it's going to be over and over.
But wash I can just it, wash it, wash it, wash it. Rockstar, dogstar, wash it.
I'll just throw you a
scrub.
I'll just throw your name behind it, and that'll be enough. That'll just kickstart.
That's going to be a hit. Speaking of music, though, let's talk about your new album.
Copyright wrong.
Your new album is Chip Chew Smile. It's out. It's amazing. That's what the tour is going to be all about around Australia. Yep. Where's the name come from? I have been staring at your mouth this entire time trying to figure out. You do have a chip tooth, yeah. So it's an obvious title.
Yeah, it's just that my wife had always called it. She called it whenever she's like, oh, you and your chip tooth smile. And she never lets me fix it because she thinks it's part of my personality. And it used to be, when I first met her, it was really badly chipped. But it's filed down a little bit. And so there's a lot of kind of autobiographical things on this record, and it felt like a good title that kind of sums up me.
I like that. Going way back, way back, way back. I heard a rumor that you actually started singing because you liked a girl. You joined a choir to impress her. Is that how your career started?
I think that's how a lot of careers started.
Because you tried to impress a girl.
Sounds exactly like Out of American Pie.
Yeah.
How does that?
Minus the pie.
We hope so. Have you ever written a song about her or thanked her?
I really thought she was going somewhere else with that one. I'm not gonna lie.
But have you ever thanked that girl for kickstarting your career?
You know what? I haven't ever seen her since.
Aww.
Not because I haven't. Like, I met my wife during my first record, and the last thing I wanted to do after I got married was start trolling around looking for ex-girlfriends on Facebook. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Now you brought present.
I did bring a present.
We had some controversy on the show.
We did. We wanted to give you a present. Now, you've been in Australia many, many times, so we thought you would have received a lot of Australian gifts before, but we wanted to try to find something very specifically North Queensland.
All right.
So this is something that was made here in North Queensland.
It moves.
And it might make it back to the States with you, it might not. It's a stuffed cane toad.
It's like a bogan toad.
This is the cane toad that was introduced to North Queensland and ran riot.
It's something that North Queensland's trying to get rid of. This is how they do it.
I freaking love it.
And that will pass customs, I've been assured. Yep. It is all good to go. It's all been treated. It's fully taxidermied.
I've got to sneak it into my house, though. My wife's going to have a problem.
The guy selling these out of his van. 100% insurance. It'll be fine.
Love it.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.